The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is April Fool's Day, and I'm not going to be engaged in any disinformation. I'm not going to be engaged in any jokes or tricks. I just don't do it. It's part of mass mental illness to teach our kids that Santa Claus is real and the Tooth Fairy's real and that the Federal Reserve is federal and to sit there and have little jokes and deceptions. I mean, I'm not judging anybody that does it, but I'm not doing it like the Austin Chronicle announcing yesterday that Obama's moving to Austin, Texas next year. I got scores of phone calls, all these people so excited how important they would be once the dear leader came here. What a joke. And, of course, it was an April Fool's joke. I haven't even checked to make sure it is. I can just tell you it is. He's going to stay with all the sickening lobbyists robbing people in D.C. or New York. But first, let's go to a powerful report put together by Jakari Jackson. Listen to this headline. The DEA plan to counter CIA drug trafficking. That's right.
We've all seen reports about government waste. It's kind of like that scene in Independence Day. The guy says, what do you think, they spend $100 on a hammer, $500 on a toilet seat? Well, actually, they kind of do that. We've seen the reports from Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma. But one report I want to focus on here today is about the DEA plane that cost $86 million to combat drug trafficking in Afghanistan. Now, before we talk about everything that's just wrong with that statement in general, we'll focus on the plane. This is a $86 million plane that has not even left the ground. It's my understanding it's not even in the bunker that they built for it over in Afghanistan. Now, the original cost for the plane was $22 million, and that ballooned quite a bit. The numbers for the plane, the mathematics included, but are definitely not limited to $8.5 million for parts and also, oh, I guess it includes $5 million in spare engines for the plane. Also, lavish trips to various countries to conduct research, as well as many other things. And when you talk about Afghanistan and the drug trade, you can't overlook the fact that the opium has boomed since American U.S. military intervention in Afghanistan. It is not my opinion. It is not a conspiracy theory. It is a documented fact.
This contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives. And the alternatives are different crops to grow.
And that's just opium. If you look at the larger aspect of American intervention in various parts of the world, you also remember the CIA cocaine connection. And once again, people will tell you this is a conspiracy theory. It never happened. I would definitely direct you to, if you go to YouTube, Google right now, and you type in CIA cocaine, one of the first clips that pops up is likely going to be a town hall meeting where a LAPD detective was talking to the CIA director. I believe at that time it was Deutsch. And he says, I can tell you, Mr. CIA director, as a officer in this neighborhood, your agency has dealt drugs here for quite some time.
I am a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, and I work South Central Los Angeles, and I will tell you, Director Deutsch, the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
And we'll end with this. This is the Big Enchilada. This is probably one of my favorite newscasts of all time. This is CBS's 60 Minutes Mike Wallace. He's talking to the head of the DEA. He says, hold on, Mr. DEA head, you're telling me that the CIA brought cocaine into this country. And the DEA head says, yes, Mike, I don't know any other way to put it. Any rational person can see that this is going on.
Let me put it this way, Mike. If this has not been approved by DEA or an appropriate law enforcement authority in the United States, then it's illegal. It's called drug trafficking. It's called drug smuggling.
So what you're saying, in effect, is the CIA broke the law. Simple as that.
I don't think there's any other way you can rationalize around it, assuming, as I think we can, that there was some knowledge on the part of CIA, at least some participation in approving or condoning this to be done.
So there you have it. Whether they're bringing in the drugs or combating drug trafficking, there's no amount of money that is too large to spend from the American taxpayer. You can find more reports on InfoWars.com.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, this is an April Fool's joke on me because they know that I choose the bumper music and they're constantly, I love the crew, sneaking stuff in they want to play. And I almost blew a gasket when that music started because this is not the Rush Limbaugh radio program. Going back to Ohio.
But my city was gone.
I was just talking about in the first little segment that I am so tired of April Fool's jokes. They drive me up the wall. It's an excuse for disinformation in a world already drowning in it. And here we are. Though that is good, a good song and good intro music. We will not play that again, though. We will delete that out of the system because here's the deal. I'm my own man. I did not want to be put on the radio against Rush Limbaugh. I had a weeknight show here on GCN 19 years ago that was very successful, 3 hours at 9 to midnight. And then they came to me and they said, we have a bunch of stations want to pick your show up. We want to put you on 11 to 2 against Rush Limbaugh. And I've been successful in this time slot, but I'm not trying to be Rush Limbaugh. I'm trying to change the world, expose crony capitalism, and how it uses socialism, communism, fascism to control the population. I'm trying to expose GMO, false flag terrorism, globalism, world government. I have changed talk radio. 5-10 years ago, you wouldn't hear any of those hosts talking about the subjects they're talking about. If this radio / TV transmission and Infowars.com hadn't trailblazed. So I'm not following Rush Limbaugh. The entire pack of mainline conservative / neocon and liberal fake conservative host, they're the ones following me. And I'm not saying Limbaugh is all those things. I'm talking about that entire constellation or grouping of people. And I did not mean to start the show talking about the show. But very funny joke. Who thought of that in there?
It was a team effort.
It was a team effort. Okay, CJ.
We love you.
Well, thank you. I love you guys, too. You're the best crew I've ever had, and I just have a lot of stuff going on right now. Good stuff, bad stuff, family stuff, work stuff, business stuff, life stuff. And the whole world's quickening, and they're talking about nuclear terror being imminent by ISIS, and Obama's priming the pump, saying his greatest fear is a mushroom cloud over Manhattan, and they're starting war with China and Russia, and flooding the West with jihadis. And so I'm just in a real serious mode, which does mean we should have some fun. Now, where to begin here with the broadcast on this Friday transmission? We have cleared the slates of guests so that we can have a good old-fashioned open lines. This has been customary in talk radio for 30-something years on Fridays. And so we will open the phones up in the first hour for a specific focus discussion for delegates or any, quote, superdelegates that are able to get through on the phone line to specifically give me your view on what's currently happening with election 2016, because I have a stack of news. Karl Rove, fresh face, might be best GOP nominee. He said that on the Hugh Hewitt radio show. We're going to play the clip coming up. So Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, every channel I watch, they've gone from hinting they might try to take the popular vote in Ohio, there in Cleveland, from Donald Trump, to saying that they're going to do it. And now Karl Rove, the establishment creature, gremlin, has come out from the basement and is openly saying we need a fresh face, which is what obviously Roger Stone told you months ago they're planning. By fresh face, they mean the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, who's making preparations to be the first appointed without any delegates nominee of the Republican Party. Now, they've had 7 contested Republican primaries before. 7 contested conventions. And normally it's when people are neck and neck. Now, a lot of times it's contested to make somebody accept a vice president on their ticket. And it gets into all the arcania of that. This is the first time out in the open someone is way ahead of everybody and they're openly saying they're going to take it. They changed the rules. There have been 7 contested in history, but they changed the rules in 76 to openly steal it. But this will be the first time they test this fraud on the people. Again, you have taxpayer money spent en masse. You have public interest. You have the fact that they hold out in false advertising. If this is the case, if they claim this, that your vote does count and that you voted and that there's all this integrity and that you're going to choose your leader, so you have to live under this government because, after all, you elected them. Just like they go, oh, the TPP, the NAU, the EU, we are merging them all with the Atlantic and Pacific agreements, and you can't see them until we've ratified it. And then once we get it, it's thousands of pages of nightmare tyranny we couldn't even believe. But even if it was good stuff, it's being foisted on us without a vote. And they just go on television and go on all these different radio shows, a lot of the Republican shows, and act like TPP is a good idea. And then the author of it, with his wife working for the Bushes, who claims he's against it the last 4 years, comes out and votes for it, for the authority to go ahead with it, instead of blocking it. And that, of course, is Lion Ted. So I'm very, very upset, obviously, about this. I have a stack of news, just like I was this morning watching cable news, flipping around to see what they're saying. Same talking point. Well, actually, they don't even have to take those votes. Even if he gets the 1236, they may be able to take that because those delegates may just switch in the first vote. They're like, oh, I see. Yes, just like Hillary did with Bernie. And I know I marvel on this and I wring my hands and I get upset. But really, it's a good thing because they're being forced to be out in the open in front of everybody right now, in front of God and man, and are just flaunting everything. We have a hijacked, illegitimate government. D.C. is, in reality, occupied by foreign corporate interests. We had a corporate takeover by fraud and paperwork. The same folks that brought you quadrillions in derivatives and credit default swaps and all these other counterfeit instruments, the same ones caught jacking the water with all this garbage after they put billion-dollar systems in major cities to clean it, and all it does is make it dirtier. These are the con artists of con artists. These are the frauds of frauds, using weaponized culture, weaponized media, to create a nation of children who can't even be criticized, who can't even be involved, who aren't informed, who don't know what planet they're on. I mean, it is frightening how they have handicapped the minds of much of the American people into a bunch of simpering ninnies who love hearing how they've been abused and how someone was mean to them or called them the wrong name or, oh my gosh, they're entitled, they deserve everything. Meanwhile, they're being completely ripped off while they follow the Pied Piper's tune to oblivion. But Karl Rove just comes out and plays the next segment and just acts like all of this is completely and totally normal. He says, oh, yeah, we just need a fresh face. You know, forget elections. RNC lays groundwork for nominee who may not be Trump. Republican National Committee Priebus was on Fox this morning. Trump was on there in an audio clip saying, oh, yeah, I met with Republican leadership. It went real well. I think we're going to be unified. And then Priebus comes out and makes fun of him on Fox News and says, no, we're not. The Republican National Committee has begun to prepare the public for what could prove to be a nasty convention. Wow, look at the honesty of that headline. Prepare the public. No, it's not a nasty convention. It's a stolen popular vote, a suspension of the election at the party level. That's what it is. That's what's happening. Stolen election 2016. Hijacked election. Selected election 2016. Huge. Or as they say in New York, huge. RNC lays groundwork for nominee who may not be Trump. The Republican National Committee has begun to prepare the public for what could be proved to be a nasty convention. Here's another one, getting everybody ready, in the New York Times. They explain it in the New York Times like it's no big deal. It's like, again, explaining cannibalism or child molestation, where it's palatable and okay. How votes for Trump could become delegates for someone else. The rules for how Republican delegates are selected, which differ in every state, could end up turning votes for one candidate into delegates who support another candidate at the convention. If they break their pledge to the voters as a delegate pledged. But see, they're just normalizing, just like Gruber got up on TV last year, I guess it was 2 years ago, and said, my job is to normalize lying. And my lies were chosen by the president as the best lies. And everyone's clapping at the university level. That's so exciting. And our job, thank God the American people don't pay attention and are low information or ignorant, well, should deceive them. And they were like, wow. And that's what this is. It's just, oh, hey, by the way, we're just going to take it away from you. And so this is bigger than them just stealing the popular vote. This is how the media gets up there and just normalizes it. Oh, some people are going to be taken to a re-education camp. That's what the Army, for 4 years, in their official manual, just says, yeah, we're building re-education camps. They even use the authoritarian term. They just throw it in your face and normalize it. Yeah, we just take your vote now and ignore it. Uh-huh, your vote never counted. What, are you a conspiracy theorist and thought it did? Of course we have FEMA camps. We need to start disappearing people. I mean, you saw what happened on ESPN in Cuba. They were happy that political dissidents were being drug away. This is the new America. This is liberal.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So if you go up to drugreport.com, we have the link on InfoWars.com as well, you've got the headline where Drudge says it all. April Fools votes for Trump, but no delegates. And the head of the Republican Party is in the New York Times with a voter guide explaining to you how getting robbed is fun, cool, kosher, and normal. This would be like if I went out and gave a manual or an information sheet to people I was going to mug in Walmart parking lots with a tire iron or a lug wrench. In fact, I ought to do a Monty Python style deal where I go out with a club and I walk over and I say, I'm going to rob you, but I wanted to just give you this informational sheet, which makes it not robbery. They're going to say, excuse me? You trying to rob me? And I'm going to say, no, sir, it's satire, but will you please read through this with me? Okay, well, I'm going to hit you on the head with this club if you don't give me all the money and valuables out of your purse or wallet right now. But it's okay because I'm giving you this sheet that explains how I'm doing this. And I had a vote with my buddies back in our garage or basement or maybe at the pool hall a few weeks ago. And we set up a committee and then claimed that we control everything. That's basically what this is. The delegates are pledged to the precinct, to the vote that was had, the popular vote. They go represented at the party. The elections are public and are federally and state authorized and funded. You have a private group, just like the AP used to run the voter news services for elections, got caught in a bunch of hanky-panky, lost control. Just like a private media group tallied the national votes. Oh, secretly at some office. Oh. Next, we're going to hear, well, Voter News Services, the consortium of the media, they actually pick the winners now. Oh, party officials, former party officials, the Democrats and Republicans, they're the superdelegates, and they don't have to follow even what the pledge delegates say. According to rules you made back in the 70s, but now, for the first time, we're going to try to use. Oh, I mean, in 1980, they threatened Reagan and said, we're not going to give you all the delegates if you don't put George Herbert Walker Bush on. So they kind of did it then. It was a big scandal just to have a VP in there. Now they're saying they're going to ignore whole hog. They didn't have the nerve in 1980 to actually take it from Reagan. But they buffaloed him. They bullied him. They poked him. They prodded him to put Herbert Walker, the former CIA director, son of the famous Nazi collaborator. What is it with Nazi collaborators running everything? I mean, when did the Nazis crawl in a hole and finally die? It's crazy. Breitbart's reporting that in Washington, 73% of voters back Sanders, 60% of superdelegates back Clinton. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you win by 73%, son. She's going to get those votes. And that's why I thought we'd gotten some big coup in New Hampshire. I guess we did when our reporters talked to a Hillary superdelegate from California, well-known party official. And he goes, look, it doesn't matter if she loses in New Hampshire. We're going to give the delegates to her. That's why I'm here. It's totally normal. We're the party. We run everything. It's not your vote that counts. Hey, bartender, another beer. You done talking to me, punk? Our reporters are like, okay, thank you very much. The guy's like, you bet. Another beer. I run this country now. I'm a superdelegate. It's all part of the arrogance. And now they're like, yeah, we're getting the police ready with armored vehicles to take on the vets and the gun owners and better clingers and the rural groups and people that don't do what we want under Agenda 21 that says we can take any property we want. Yeah, took your vote. Don't take your guns. Don't take your kids. Your kids belong to us. We're in charge now. We made a rule. Love that line, and it's based on a lot of true stories that actually happened. Free Range with Robert Duvall and who's the other guy? I don't follow Hollywood much. Kevin Costner, yeah, great actor. And they got the corrupt sheriff and everybody that are robbing them of their cattle and just beat their friend to death, and or almost to death. They end up killing him. And they're in there, and they say, listen, you see these badges here? You do what we say and hand those guns over. They got shotguns into both of them. They go, listen, buddy, we represent the real law, what's right, not those 10 badges you got on your chest. And very, very quickly, that's where this is all going. Because let me tell you, when they're appointing presidents, and they're saying our kids belong to the state, and they're going to teach five-year-olds how to give oral sex, and they're putting glyphosate in all the water, and we're growing tumors like Miracle-Gro, we got a problem. When our government's flooding us with undocumented jihadis, we got a problem. Our government is not our government. But I want to be razor-sharp clear on this. The low-level government people are just minions, and most of them don't like what's happening. So that's not where the fight is. It's the collaborators at the top with the foreign nationals and the operatives. This is a literal foreign multinational corporate takeover of America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The locust, species of insects, grasshopper family, it's up to 8 inches long. Since the beginning of written history over 6,000 years ago, cultures from India to the Middle East to North Africa dreaded the locust. They still do today. The villagers would get their blankets together. They'd get their rakes together, their household tools like sweepers, brooms, and they would go out and sometimes for days fight the locusts, knocking them off of the different plants that they were growing. But in a matter of 10, 20 minutes, a large flock of locusts, a large swarm of locusts, to be technical, could destroy a crop and eat it to the ground. And they didn't just eat the fruit of the crop. They didn't just eat the grain of the crop. They would eat the entire plant all the way to the ground and then go into the ground and plant eggs on the roots, killing everything in their path, turning North Africa into the Sahara today. You add humans with goats to that, the fact that goats and sheep also pull up the roots and eat those. Cows don't. They leave the roots. Deer don't. They leave the roots. But goats and sheep, they don't. And it turned North Africa, that just 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years ago was lush, green, tropical in most areas, into the hellish desert it is today. And you ask, why am I talking about that? Well, I happen to have an article right here from Free Beacon. It's up on Infowars.com. Number of Californians moving to Texas hits highest level in nearly a decade. You would think that the locusts coming here would not try to reinvent what they'd already done and create higher taxes, regulations, Agenda 21, anti-family operations, basic trendiness, banning of guns, bringing in unskilled labor to drive out their own wages and to bankrupt them. But no, they don't know. All they know is they have eaten the crops to the ground, they have laid eggs in the roots, and now they're coming. And they, actually the more conscious ones of every race, color, and creed, brag, you will be blue. You will be conquered. You will turn in your guns. Your children will submit. They are ours. Handgun Control Incorporated in the Austin American Statesman front page of Metro and State years ago, when I smashed a bunch of their anti-gun rallies with fellow Texans and beat a bunch of their bills, catching the bribery, everything. I mean, we savaged them hard. We battled. The head of Handgun Control Incorporated and the Violence Policy Center, the other group was in there as well, said, Mr. Jones can try all he wants. We've got your kids in the schools, and we will ban guns in America one day. And he celebrated the fact that they got our kids. And you know what? For most of us, they do. They know they're locusts. They know they rule us. California is prettier than Texas, so they wanted to stay there. It's got nice weather. It's a great state. They've destroyed it in most areas, and now they're sending their forces in. And we've played the clips from Project Veritas where they have meetings with thousands of people, and it's military run. They're like, our cohorts are here. Prepare to take over. Election fraud. We will get the IDs. We will get the welfare. We will bring in more ops. We will implode. We will bring in communism. They will submit. And then play the clips. How about the clergy response team clips? How about the clips of the young kids in uniform, in military parade, promising to bring in the takeover? You see, the truth is, the throngs and the forces, they don't like wealth, they don't like swimming pools, they don't like success. They want misery, because misery loves company. And it is an ancient tribal instinct to go in and conquer another group. Of course, the people conquering Texas, by their sheer socialism and ignorance and social justice warrior behavior, they will be even further enslaved as well, but they're too dumb to know it. And all they like is the feeble, ancient, ancestral dream, the vestigial dream of being a noble conqueror. And they conquer with diabetes and with obesity and with low IQs and with bogging down the hospitals and bankrupting things before they collapse and dumbing everyone down and destroying language and being social justice warriors and drooling and smelling. And chirping. And then their leaders, their sorcerers, their witch kings, like Obama and Hillary and Michael Moore, just stand back with hatred of their own throng, saying, look at what we have created. Look at the fall of the West. And then they just spread their wings and just stinking, rotten pus just shoots out like a huge torrent across the land of disease and pestilence and evil and ignorance. Led by all the vandal haters like Maddow and everyone else. Their vanguard is riding America down into the dirt. Bringing in the most unskilled, the most radical jihadists, just flooding everything, saying, don't even check for TB, don't even check for HIV, don't even check for any type of disease, just bring them in. Bankrupt everything, more red tape, shut off the power plants, ship the jobs overseas, bring in the red tape, wreck everything, but exempt us. We rule! And they just roar. Ah, you're ours now. Yes, it's a roar of domination. And they are our conquerors. They are our kings. They are our lords. They are better than us. They are cancer. They are the conqueror death. Again, if cancer had a consciousness, it would think it was winning as it took over, wouldn't it? And this is cancer with a consciousness and a will to hurt and a will to steal and a will to make everyone dependent so that these bloated, evil, openly demonic people like Hillary and her controllers can rule over throngs of desperate, hat-in-hand, poisoned, culturally brainwashed fools. And isn't Trump, with all of his goofy populism and all the things he does, he is kind of the idiocracy candidate, you know, but like the smartest guy. In the ship of fools, compared to everything else going on, he's the best option. They want us poor. They've said they want us poor. That's the plan, and you're seeing the process of wrecking the country. And then there's these poor, hat-in-hand, desperate people going, Hillary, give me free stuff. Like Obama, can I have a house, please? You bet we're going to get that for you. Can't walk on. Sure, baby. His real spirit would be like, you think I'm going to give you anything trash? And he didn't give her anything. It was Christian conservatives that gave her a house. This is a sign. What he gave her was doubled unemployment. What he gave her was a shut down, deindustrialized country. What he gave her was a system where she has to stay locked up with her kids all day long or she'll get shot. What he gave her was a world that devils like him can rule. Because let me tell you something, devils can only rule in hell. They can't exist in a heaven, can they? So they want to turn everything into a world based on fraud and ignorance and foolishness and bondage and servitude and humiliation. All right, I want to open the phones up because they're openly announcing that they are officially going to not let Trump have the nomination to create a self-fulfilling prophecy so that people don't vote for Trump because they've already been told it won't count. So there's ceremonially, you might get to go vote for Cruz or Kasich and they might be acceptable. And so then if you elect who they tell you you can imagine that you actually voted and had power. And they're actually saying that. They go, you can vote for somebody more acceptable or your vote won't count. Think about that. Get your mind around that and then ask, what's coming next? See, once you get to this point of rapid disintegration, rapid deterioration, rapid rotting, once you get to this point, it's game over. The bottom is falling out right now. Let's say you're one of those big, giant Ferris wheels. This has happened before, and it kind of rots underneath it with rust. There's old paint over it. You can't see it's all rusted out. And finally, somebody's standing in it up there, 300 feet in the air, 400 feet in the air, and the bottom falls out, and they fall to their death. America's up there in this cage, and it's all rotten rust. And the government and the establishment's jumping up and down for glee, hitting the bottom as hard as they can, and it's buckling and about to totally fall out from under us. And then we don't just fall to the ground and bounce. Every hell, every psycho, every control freak, every corrupt corporation, every sick group jacked into the fraud system is going to be given a red terror day at the park. This happens in every system the globalists run the last 300 years and 250. The Jacobin system, all of it. They're going to bring everything down and just, we'll be lucky if the lights are on. And then out of that, the new savior will come, a new global imperium of biometrics and total control and who can have kids and who can't. And, hey, you're not getting free welfare anymore. But you'll have to have government authorization just to live, basically. And the hardworking people will be more than happy to accept it. Their new social score, like China has, and Facebook's brought in. Facebook goes, here's Facebook mentions. We estimate you'll be able to talk to 2-3 million people anytime you want. This is like a national TV show. We're phasing it in for people with some of the biggest sites. When I got it, about 300 people had it. It's about 500 now. And then it's like, oh, but if you talk bad about Facebook or Zuckerberg, the word was just telegraphed down. It won't work. So I start talking bad about Zuckerberg when he meets with the communist Chinese and says he's going to censor everybody. And it's in the news and I've got to cover it. The cowards die 1,000 deaths. I want that tool to reach people. Suddenly, it only reaches 200,000. Then I keep talking about it. It suddenly reaches 60,000. And that's what Zuckerberg admits they're bringing in, social algorithms, where if you talk bad about Facebook or the Chinese government or Obama or whoever, you just get steadily shut down. People say, well, then don't use Facebook. Guess what? I got to hit them with maybe, I don't know, 60, 70 million views on there. Before they figured out I wasn't going to play ball. And it's not that I wanted to attack. It's Zuckerberg's on the news with the communist Chinese censorship leader, and we got all of our news saying, hey, we need censorship here. There was a Nation article I saw yesterday calling for internet censorship. I mean, you know, hell, if I'm going to sell out, I could go to the establishment and go meet with the big CEOs and go play golf with them and, you know, go out to eat with them, and, you know, these are just nice women want to be your friend. I mean, they're not escorts or anything, you know. I can fly around on helicopters and private jets and, you know, have trinkets and feel powerful. You know what? I'm not going to do that. So I'm sure not going to sell out so I can reach more people on Facebook. I built our own system. We've got a bunch of platforms. I'll reach people any way I can. But they're trying to shut us down all over the place. Just know that. And that means they're trying to shut you down. And they're trying to figure out ways openly in Congress to say you can't have political speech or ideas online like Drudge or InfoWars. They're openly saying Drudge. People go, well, I don't own the Drudge Report. Why do I care? If they can start restricting that, it means the canary in the coal mine is rolling over and it ain't playing dead. It's here, folks. It's happening. It's going down. When they steal an election from Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump in front of God and everybody else, the sky's the limit. And as I said, beta test. They stole up front with Hillary and said, yeah, the delegates are ours. We don't care if you win by 20 points in this state or 14 points in this state. We're just going to take them. We don't care if you win by 70 points or 78 points in New York. I'm going to get the delegates. That's in the news today to make you give up and not vote for who you want to because they've already told you that you've been disqualified, just like they're now doing with Trump. The PSYOP isn't the stealing of it. The PSYOP is telling you they're stealing it, so you give up hope. No, go vote for Trump. Biggest landslide ever. Make them steal big. Make them steal naked. Make them get in the ring. Because every time we resist, every time we take action, we just get stronger. If we totally give up and lay down, they win. But if we get involved when they're doing bad things and stand up against them, other people get involved. Other people get angry. Our strength rises because for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. But we have free will in the universe, so we can suspend the rules. Interdimensionally. It's not magic, it's mathematics. When we have free will, and should rise the occasion to be the opposite and equal reaction to Newtonian physics, and we don't, we give reality to these people. That's the big secret. They don't control reality. I'm going to come back. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. What do you think of this? How crazy is it? How over the top is it? 800-259-9231 on this live Friday edition. 2 hours, 10 minutes plus ahead of us. Briefly, the original revamp, because the other was a special edition, but people got too upset. Folks made total clones of it, so why not make the original? But a little bit changed. The original Hillary for prison shirt that looks like a regular campaign shirt. Hillary for prison. And then we said, until the end of time, under it. For prison 2016, until the end of time. And then on the back, it's in red where it says legalize freedom. They forgot and just put it up there white. The new one is going to be in red, so we'll update that. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's basically another limited edition. It's just too popular, so we're doing it. Also, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the amount we got is half sold out. And so it will be sold out, as I guess, by Monday or Tuesday. It's the new advanced multivitamin mineral formulation. The best tasting that I've ever seen. Just really amazing. Full of amino acids. It is a game changer, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Check that out at InfoWarsLife.com. And Secret 12, super high quality methylcobalamin vitamin B12 is back in stock.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Here's here's the bottom line. The globalists have totally domesticated most of the young people and a lot of the older folks. They've dumbed people down. They're making their move against logic, against private property, against independence. They're conquering not just our countries, but us individually. This is a total scientific takeover. Knowing about it, though, totally defeats it, because then you just withdraw consent. You're aware of it, but you have to have a total shift. You have to go read the writings of the globalists admitting they're creating an artificial environment for us to be imprisoned in. No one criticizes China selling political dissidents' organs now. And our media runs stories where the Chinese government criticizes the Dalai Lama and calls him names. I'm not saying he's perfect, but, you know, they kill Buddhists. China arrests, imprisons, and executes gay people. Cuba wrote articles in their official Chinese newspaper calling Obama a dumb, N-word black man. I told you Che Guevara said blacks weren't humans. He wrote a book saying it. He said natives, Indians, are roaches. And I have to watch slack-jawed Hispanics wearing the shirt. I want to slap them. He was a super racist about how Spanish he was. The most racist people I've ever run into are Spanish that are into how they're white and they don't have any, you know, tan skin. I'm just too educated. I'm too worldly. I know too much. It's so stupid everywhere. I'm just talking to the idiots out there. And then our media supporting people being drug away in Cuba for saying, Libertad, Libertad, down with the Castro dictatorship. You're gone. And then now this video is up on Infowars.com. I'm going to cover it next hour. Video, White House censors French president saying Islamist is terrorism. The control is so great that the translator for the White House just won't say it. That's the level of control, people. The video is up on Infowars.com. We're going to play it. And then I never got to this week. I see this stuff every day. Black students assault white hippie for appropriating dreadlocks. And it's at the University of San Francisco. It is a total white male groveling who's tried to appropriate the fake urban CIA mind control culture that we're told is black. Groveling and then these arrogant, crazy gang member style cult members. One of them looks like a black vampire. Can't tell if they're male or female. That's why it's so perfect. Are attacking and saying, we don't like you because you've appropriated our culture. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, lady. You could say that the light bulbs and the buildings are Western culture and the, you know, I mean, just give me a break. So now black people can't straighten their hair? I mean, this is all just insane, folks. But this is what they teach is microaggressions is appropriating culture. That's why they want safe spaces that are black or Hispanic or whatever only. And this isn't blacks and Hispanics in general. This is what the government-run foundations want. And now they're telling you they're not going to accept the popular vote for Bernie or for Trump. Here is Karl Rove saying we need a fresh face. Fresh face might be the best for the GOP, meaning a Paul Ryan who has zero delegates. Here it is.
Donald Trump excites a lot of enthusiasm, but he also excites a lot of anger within the Republican Party and outside of the Republican Party, and a fresh face might be the thing that could give us a chance to turn this election and win in November.
Us win. Thanks to neocon scum like you that have been strangling the libertarian movement to take over the Republican Party forever. A bunch of Trotskyites, literally from Russia, hijacked the Republican Party in the 1950s and 60s with the aid of the Central Intelligence Agency. It's all declassified. You know, why would the CIA put Trotskyites in? Because before it was the CIA, it was the OSS, it was Army Intelligence, you name it. They put the Trotskyites in 1917 in a black op declassified in 1976. Their operatives came home and now have run a deep penetration operation on us. And now you're getting ready to see the fall of the country, baby. I mean, this is unbelievable. And the necks are coming for your guns, your farm, your children. They want to dominate you, and they want to kick your teeth in and break your jaw. I'm telling you, they want to get you in a FEMA camp and beat your family to death.